Boss, copy all shot to boss.
You're listening to FPL Kobe Talks.
It's Freddie Youngblood again. Push out by Bartes. Wilson!
Right here. Right now.
Hello and welcome to another episode of FPL Kobe Talks, where we chat about our perfectly unhealthy obsession that is FPL. I'm ABK.
I'm Lukman. We are podcasting to you from sunny Singapore on the 2nd of January 2023 in the morning. Game week 18, done and dusted. What is brewing?
7 points clear, top of the table. That's what's brewing, bro.
Are you confident? Title?
No, still not confident yet. I'm still not confident yet. I mean, convincing victory that we had because City and Newcastle both slipped. Right, it's a good time to be alive, to be an Arsenal fan. But I'm still not confident of Arsenal winning the title. I'm extra cautious, lah. I mean, we've been in this position before. With points at hand, right? Anyway. Even if we don't win the title, right, I think it's still been a good season for Arsenal. I mean, we entered the season not knowing even whether we will be in the top four or not. So, I mean, I think I'm quite confident that we'll be in the top four at the end of the season. But okay. Title, I think we'll fight for it to the end. But I'm not sure whether we can win it. Let's run through your team. Yep.
Why don't you go with your team first?
Okay. My team, I think I did above average. I think I had most of the players that everyone had for this game week. So I had 58 points, a small green arrow from about 540k to about 490k. I think it's slow and steady progress, and I'm okay with it. I'm happy with it. Yeah. So set up in a 3-4-3 this week. Kepa in goal. My defense is White, Trippier, and Shaw. Okay, so White actually came on from Cancelo, who got benched once again this game week. So we'll talk about it later on what we want to do with Cancelo. In my midfield, I have Salah, Martinelli, Andreas, and Almiron. So Andreas actually came on for Kulusevski. So I had Kulusevski in my team. He didn't make the squad. I think he had some injury. So I was quite fortunate to get Andreas in. Because I think if not, then I only have White coming in for Cancelo. Yeah. So up front, I had Mitrovic. 0 points. Missed the penalty. Captain Haaland, another goal. 12 points. And I got Darwin finally with an assist this game week. Yeah. So 58 points in total and 494k overall.
You roll your transfer.
Yeah, I roll my transfer this week. Yeah. Yeah, right. I'll talk about my plans for next week. Okay. So let's go on to your team.
Yeah, so I saw Reece James. So I went for Cucurella. So the reason is I decided to stick with the Chelsea defense because the other option was Luke Shaw, which would have been a much better
player. You are a sucker for the doubles.
Yeah. Actually, the reason is because game week 20, right, United has Man City and Chelsea has Crystal Palace. So if I buy Luke Shaw, right, there'll be a rush to sell that spot in game week 20. And I went for Cucurella so that there's no rush to sell that spot in case I have to make other transfers, because I would make another transfer now. I only have one transfer each game week.
But you do have Perro in your team though.
Yeah,
so you could have played Perro in 20.
Yeah, the thing is I didn't want to play Perro at all after Southampton lost to Fulham, right, in game week 17. In my mind, okay, I try my best not to play his position as much as possible. So yeah, that's why I was thinking 21 if Arsenal might double, right? So I can still play Cucurella against Crystal Palace in 20. Yeah, that was my thinking. But yeah, it is what it is. So I got another, it's a bad game with 49 points, red arrow from 162 to 216k. So yeah, so Kepa in goal, Cucurella 2 points, Trippier, Cancelo. How come I got Cancelo in my life FPL? So Perro, it's basically Perro.
Life FPL is not updated.
Yeah, I'm looking at the life FPL. So Perro came on, which blocked me from Bueno 6 points. Yeah, so Foden also played last 3 minutes to block my Andreas also. So yeah, Almiron, Martinelli, Salah, Martial, Darwin and Captain Haaland. Yeah,
we'll talk more about the Man City rotation because you have Foden and City.
Correct. Yeah. Big problems for my team. I'm just scratching my head because the deadline is tonight, man. So yeah, let's move on to the podcast league.
Just 22 points difference, by the way. Slowly inching forward. Yeah. So for the first time this season, actually, we have the same people in the podium, same positions as well, from game week 17 to game week 18. I think these guys are slowly cementing their position in the, at the podium. Once again, at third place is Aditya Sharma with the team name Hammer FC at number 3. I think this is the 7th time he's in the podium. I think it's the most number of times anyone has ever been in the podium. Number 2, we have Nicholas Cole Jensen with the team name Konku at number 2. And number 1, we have a very impressive Shakir Tay with the team name Inshallah, with 3 A's in the Inshallah. number 1 at the moment. Number 1 in Singapore, and he's actually improved his overall rank from number 26 to 13. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I've never seen anyone that has such a high OR. For in Singapore, I think
that's even ridiculous.
Even Mariner, I think he's never had such a high OR before. Yeah. When he had a good season last season. So let me all just right. run through his team. 63 points.
Transfers.
Okay, let me see his transfers. Okay, he had James out as well. He had James in his team last week, and he brought in Shaw, which was the popular pick lah. Because I think Man U played Wolves right this week.
Actually, Cucurella was also semi popular in the mini leagues. I see some.
So in goal he had Pope, 6 points. His defense is Shaw, Trippier, and Saliba. He doesn't have Cancelo, by the way, so I think he's safe from deciding what to do with Cancelo for this game week. His midfield is Almiron, Martinelli, Salah, and Rashford. And up front, he has Darwin, Kane, and Haaland, the captain. So he ended the game week with 63 points. Very, very impressive overall rank of 13. That's crazy. Well,
crazy, man. He's Kane blank, and he still managed a green arrow.
I think to get green arrows at... overall rank of 26, I think that's just mad.
I'm supporting him. Inshallah,
with triple A's, bro.
I think 2 A's and 1 A is probably taken by other team names. That's why he went for 3. Okay, let's move on. Let's be a quick pot because the deadline is tonight. Okay, let's quickly talk about the Liverpool game. So, if you look at the stats, right, 21 shots to 7, XG of 2.25 versus 0.99, right, but it's far from the case. I was very surprised when I saw the stats. Because when you watch the game, right, Liverpool will play significantly better and still lose games. And Leicester will have played worse and still win games. So Liverpool were just absolutely awful, lackluster. Like, despite Darwin's 7 shots and 2 chances created, right, we didn't even actually get him involved enough, in my opinion. And Salah was actually very poor. Salah was basically Darwin in the last game. He missed a lot of... he should have scored. It's fair. I mean, the fact that we won, we got away with it. But the process is not there for sure. It's very worrying as a Liverpool fan. I mean, we play like this, we will lose most of the time, the way we play. And the problem is obviously the midfield is standard. I don't have to say anything about it, but we really need to buy more players, especially the midfield. So the only thing for FPL, right, the fact that Liverpool played poorly, we still managed a 2+ XG. I don't know if that's good or bad, because... We can't sustain it. If we play like this again, right, there's no way you'll get 2+ XG. So it depends how you see it. As a Liverpool fan, optimistic, right? It can only get better, right? But right now, it's very worrying. What are your thoughts?
I didn't watch the game, so isn't much I can input in lah. But I mean, there's Cody Gakpo factor coming in lah. So I think
he's still in the midfield though. That's the only issue that I'm worried.
Just a quick fire question for you. KDB to Salah to KDB game week 20 when Man City has a double. Well, what are you thinking? Yes or no?
I think no. I'm leaning towards no.
Leaning towards no. Yeah, because I'm looking at the fixture. I mean, after that, Liverpool has a game against Chelsea. I think that will be quite a tough game as well. And Man City, the next game week, has Wolves, which is an easy game. So I'm actually looking at the 20 to 21 moving... KDB to moving Salah to KDB lah. So
no,
I think.
You mean in 20?
In 20, not this game week. Game week 20.
Liverpool at Chelsea. Who does Liverpool play in 20?
Liverpool plays Brighton away. I'm looking at that move lah. Anyway, yeah. So.
Maybe. I don't mind because KDB comes up in big games, right?
Yep.
He hasn't been impressive, to be honest, the last game when I watched City. So that's why I'm thinking no, because recency bias, right? I saw KDB, okay. getting one pointer, same as Foden, who played 3 minutes. So yeah, I think,
I'm looking at the two fixtures. It's against Man U and it's against Spurs. The doubles. I don't think Pep will. I won't even try to begin to think about what's in Pep's mind, but I don't think he would.
KDB will be dropped.
Yeah, KDB will be dropped in any of those two games. I think they are two important games for City. So I kind of like the shout of having KDB in my team.
Okay, but the thing is, I like Salah because he's basically playing in the front two, so very central, he's very involved. So he's creating all the chances. He's getting all the chances. It's basically a 4-4-2. It's not really a 4-3-3 anymore. So yeah, that's why I think Salah is still a good asset, and Darwin too. So I'm not looking to offload them, but I think if you want to go for the upside, we go to the doubles and 23. There's a double also for City, so yeah, I don't mind. But for me, I will lean towards no, but it's close. You are thinking of that transfer?
Yeah, 20. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. Anything else? Move on.
No, nothing else. Leicester side? No.
Nah, nothing. Because Medo didn't play, and they were awful. The fact that they lost this game by Liverpool were awful means they were even more awful. So let's just not talk about that. Let's talk about Wolves versus Man U. So let's just talk about the main guy, Anthony Martial. Right, despite being quiet, right, he had a decent non-penalty XGI, 0.94.
Yep. Looking at that as well, yeah.
He missed a very, very big chance. I mean, he wasn't as sharp. That's the only bad part. But the fact that he was there, he was central, and he's playing Bournemouth at home next. So I'm thinking, I'll let you know in my transfer. This is one of the main factors why I'm thinking of not getting Mitro. This is one of the main reasons. But also because I got Foden to sell. Yeah. But Bournemouth at home, we saw Bournemouth against Palace. They were awful. So yeah, I think I'm expecting Martial to play because there's no one really. Because Rashford will probably play. I think only Rashford can play up front right now. And Rashford will probably play left wing. So yeah, I'm thinking he's safe.
Yes. So for this game week, Rashford got benched. I think there was late for a meeting or something. So I think that sounds like a punishment for one game. I don't think that's going to happen. And I mean, he came on and the impact he had on the game, I think it shows how indispensable he is to the team. So I think Rashford, it's kind of a must-have. I'm actually looking at Rashford for this game, even though it's not a very long-term move.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay, let's talk about Luke Shaw. So, the guy I should have brought in. Actually, I wanted to start with him in Game Week 17 instead of Cancelo. So, yeah, that's just annoying that he got all this bonus and this clean sheet.
Chain reaction for starter for Mitrovic presser.
I'm annoying. But yeah, he claimed maximum bonus and only Newcastle have claimed more clean sheets than Man U. 6. Man U got 5 over the last 8 game weeks. So they are basically on form and he's playing decently at centre back. But I don't think I think he'll probably play left back. I think Malaysia is fine. But I think Luke Shaw is attacking. He's much better, I feel. So yeah, I think Martinez will come back.
He'll
play left back.
I mean, if he can play as a centre back, I don't think he's a slouch in defence as well. So
yeah, true.
Yeah, I kind of like Shaw. I hope he comes back as a left back.
If he plays left back instead of centre back, he might get less bonus
points. We don't know. We'll see.
We don't know.
But anyway, after Bournemouth, the next game is against City. So I think that's a tough fixture. So
that's the reason why I didn't get him like the second time round. Crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
But Wolves also actually played quite well. I was hoping they more or less threatened. De Gea was on form. They could have scored. I was quite annoyed.
Breno with 6 points. He managed to get clean sheet before he got.
He looks good.
Subbed off. Yeah. So I think I can't really say much from because I didn't really watch this game. But for the game against Arsenal previously, I think he's a very good 1v1 defender. I think attacking wise, I didn't really see much from him. I don't think he's really good bringing the ball forward. But 1v1, I think Saka had trouble getting past him when I watched him. So I think as a defensive asset, I think he's really good. So
when did Arsenal play Wolves?
Just before the World Cup.
Okay.
Yeah, I think about one, two games before the World Cup. I think that's the reason. I actually had Breno before the World Cup ended. Yeah, so I like Breno, 3.9 million.
I watched this game. He's attacking. His crossing is decent. Maybe not dribbling. But he got into good position. He got AWB. Wan-Bissaka was out of position a few times and he capitalized. So he's attacking. Like I watched the Chelsea game, right? He's definitely more attacking than Cucurella. Like in terms of positioning. For sure. Yeah. And they both are playing back force. So
yeah. Maybe the game I watched, I mean, he was packed back a little because he had to deal with Saka a lot. Yeah, but I mean, dealing with Saka 1v1, he was really good. I like what I was seeing from him. So I do think he keeps his place in the Wolves team.
So I'm thinking, I have him and Perro, right? I'm thinking Perro should go back last on my bench. I think I'll put Bruno. And in some decent fixtures, I don't mind playing Wolves. I think Wolves, Lopetegui is getting there. The shape is there. The midfield is very good, man. Nunes, Matheus Nunes is impressed in this game. And Moutinho is a bit old and rusty, but Nunes and Neves, those two, it's something. I don't think they'll be relegated. Yeah, let's move on. Let's talk about Fulham, Southampton. So this Mitrovic, all right, let's talk about Mitrovic. So his last spot kick at the last minute was his only shot on goal. But I know I'm not going to buy him, right? But I'm not thinking, okay, I'm not scared of him. But of course, the reason why if you watch the game, right, is because Southampton just parked the bus 5-4-1. So against Leicester and Chelsea, there won't be any parking bus. I mean, he's going to play against Amati and Woodface, who's caught 2 on goal. So the confidence will be low. So I am scared, of course. I mean, Mitro will be highly owned, highly captain. EO probably close to 200%, I feel. But yeah, I think Mitro, not to worry, but yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, as in, I mean, quite unfortunate not to get the penalty goal. I didn't really watch the game. Yeah, but I'm definitely keeping that. And if I didn't have Mitrovic in my team, I would be really scared to not have him in my team next week.
Okay. And also, he will retain his spot kicks. There's an interview after that. So, yeah. So, despite the miss. So, one more guy on top is Andres Pereira. So, he moves joint third among all FPL assets for assists. 6 assists this season. And again, his average position is actually higher than Mitro. So, this is not the only game. So, we see that he's a number 10, like almost second striker. And he's on not all set pieces because Willian is there. He's sharing set pieces. But he's still a good asset, 4.6 million. So, yeah, just someone that I was thinking of captaining actually because I don't have Mitro, but I'm planning to bring someone on to captain. But yeah, I think he probably my vice captain, I guess. We'll see.
So I think his goal was initially given as a goal, and I think he was unlucky to be given an own goal, an assist for that instead.
Okay, let's talk about Man City rotation. Let's just talk about Cancelo. So why don't you go first, bro?
Yeah, so for me, it's a keep. I mean, it's been 2 games that Pep didn't play Cancelo, and I think it really hurt him this game week now because I do think he provides attacking impetus from the back from the defense, and I think Man City really needs that. I mean, kind of looking at the game against Everton, I think it. Yeah, so I wouldn't think he'll be benched again. So I would keep him, even though I mean it's also games against Chelsea la, so I think he wouldn't be trying different tactics la.
My reason is a bit different. I would still say keep him, but watching the game, right, Rico, Lewis and Ake was okay. They had a decent game actually, but the reason why I would still hold him is just a hope that it's fitness related, coming back from the World Cup. And definitely don't sell him for a hit. If you have no transfer this week, maybe you want to sell, it's fine because he's super expensive, right? And yeah, but looking at the game, Rico, Lewis and I think against Everton, even though it's a draw, right, they clean the game. I think Everton just got one shot, one goal kind of game. But yeah, I'm hoping it's fitness related, but you never know with Pep. This is very hard to tell. For you, I think for the both of us, it's whole for different reasons. So let's talk about Foden. So I'm a Foden owner, right? So okay, the thing about Foden is before the World Cup, right, we thought it's discipline, then maybe tactical, then maybe post World Cup, right, maybe it's fitness. But this game is prime for him to play. I mean, quick turnaround, right? He still didn't play. So for me, it's a let go. It's tough to hold him. I mean, the fact that KDB still got 1 point, it kind of cushions the blow. But I think for me, I'm looking to sell. I'm looking to sell because also one more reason is I think Mahrez was probably the best player against Everton. He was very good, even better than KDB. If you look at KDB, 5 chances created, right? But I don't think KDB had a good game at all. He got a bit lucky and he was a bit lackluster. So I think Mahrez was the best player. So all in all, I think for me, Foden and Cancelo, I'd rather sell Foden now. Also because there's higher potential of replacements. Yeah.
Yeah, back to my point on KDB, because I'm looking to sell, buy KDB for Salah. Right, so if anybody has two or anybody has three players with including Foden in your team, yeah, I think that is something you can consider doing now. Get Foden out for somebody so you can make that move from Salah to KDB in 20. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think Foden, he's definitely more of a rotation risk. I think pre and post World Cup, we see that Pep haven't been using him. So I think his tactic maybe to kind of
control the game,
as in more of use him more in the Champions League capacity, like what we see with Mahrez.
Champions League is way long way to go, yeah.
I'm not sure lah. Maybe he wants to like wrap him in bubble wrap lah, so that he doesn't get injured much.
Yourself for that. If you were me, yourself for that.
I wouldn't sell him this week, to be honest. I think he starts.
But he plays Chelsea away, though.
It's tough, lah. It's tough, lah. I mean,
I'm thinking of selling him. I think, yeah. We don't know what's happening, right? Maybe it's fitness related. Maybe he's been a naughty boy. Maybe he overslept like Rashford. We don't know, though, right? It's so hard to tell. It's crazy. I shouldn't have bought him. I would have. This is another annoying part. Rashford was supposed to be his position in my team. So, yeah, it's annoying.
How many points you've lost? I think 14 points last week and five points this week from Rashford. Yeah.
I know Luke Shaw. So, anyway, okay, let's move on. Let's talk about Brighton Arsenal. Let's talk about Arsenal first before we move to Brighton.
Yeah, so Odegaard, I think, class once again. I mean, man of the match. I think last spot I mentioned that he should be someone that you should use as a supplement to Martinelli. But I think I might change my stance on that. I think my assessment is that maybe there is a case to go with him in place of Martinelli.
Why? Really?
Yeah, so I based on what I see, I think with Jesus out of the team, right, I think that the dynamics of the game is different. Because Jesus, what he does is he always drops deep, right? And then he provides this... he shares the creative duties with Odegaard.
The build-up play. Yeah, the build-up play. No?
The way he dribbles, the way he carries the ball, he holds the ball a lot, right? But with Jesus out, I think Nketia, he doesn't do much of that. He does drop deep, but once he drops deep, he always passes the ball out. He doesn't try to take the ball and hold and dribble out. Yeah, so I think a lot of the attacking output or display, as in the lion's share of the creative duties, I think, and the attacking involvement that Odegaard has with Jesus out of the team, I think it's much more than what we see before Jesus got injured. So I think there is a case to go with him in place of Martinelli. But there's also a case to get both of them. I think that isn't an issue also. Yeah, so I think Odegaard, really, really good. I like what I'm seeing from him. Yeah. Anything you want to add for Odegaard?
I think it's difficult. I feel like Arsenal assets all are viable, including Nketiah. So the doubles, right? I'm thinking I'm going to triple up 100%. So I'm thinking if I need to sell a striker, I'll just get Nketiah. If I can't afford Saka, I'll just get Odegaard. And Martinelli will stay there. That's my thinking. It's hard to tell because every week is different. And I think Odegaard is definitely a good. I mean, he's not only creating, like you say, he's also getting shots away. So, yeah. Mm. Like in this game, Martinelli got 5 shots and Saka got 1 shot. The last week was the other way around. So, yeah,
there's no wrong answers, lah. There's no right answers. There's no wrong answers. You can just go for the attacking players.
Nketiah too, right?
Nketiah too. I mean, just all of them, lah. Maybe with the exception of Saka. Saka maybe not so much. Yeah. I mean, you can go with. I mean, because of not because Saka is a really bad option, but because I think there are so many good options in Saka, Martinelli, Odegaard, and Nketiah. Right, so. Just choose two of all of those attackers and don't change it, like. I mean, don't, like, after one after you see Odegaard performing well one game week, then don't quickly move Martinelli. Don't do a lateral transfer for Martinelli to Odegaard just because of that, like. So just hold your assets, like. I think that's my take on this, like. Yeah,
it's too good, like. They are 7 points clear and their assets are super cheap. So basically the KDB is Odegaard, right? And Odegaard is like half the price. Let's talk about the defense. So I asked you last week. You said white over white is the best, right? So is it still white right now?
I mean, like, he was 1 point and one few minutes, few seconds away from getting a clean sheet, like. I think it's a bit naive by Arteta to change two of the defense at the same time so early on. he changed both Zinchenko and White out for Tomiyasu and Tierney at the same time. At the same substitute window lah. So I think it's a bit naive. I think we did look much worse defending after. So I think, I mean, if you want to do that, I think that's fine to change too, but I think you have to do it stage by stage lah. I mean, you got to bet one guy in first, and then like after 5-10 minutes then bring another guy on. I think it's naive to just bring two at the same time. So I think one thing to mention about the Arsenal defense, I think Saliba does look rusty. I think he hasn't played much football in a month. I think he only played a few minutes for France in the World Cup. Yeah, so I mean, he made that error that led to the goal. I think the previous game also, he didn't look as assured as he did pre-World Cup. So I'm hoping that he can rediscover this form. I mean, this few games
so
are...
So who's the best asset?
White still. I'm still keeping my answer at White. Still White, yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about Brighton. You want to talk about Mitoma?
Yeah, so actually Mitoma is an asset that I wanted to talk about last week, but we forgot to cover it. My recommendation would be to bring him on in the doubles as a replacement to Andreas. But he did come off with a goal this week, and I think he's unlucky not to have a second goal this week as well. He should have gotten that goal. He was unlucky not to be ruled out because he was just offside by a hair length. He looks like an exciting pick. He looks like a good attacking asset.
Decent underlying also. Last game he got 4 shots, and he's played back to back 90s. So we can safely assume that he's nailed. And Trossard is the main guy who has done nothing up front. So yeah, I think Mitoma, if Brighton doubles in 21, I think he's the easy guy to go to. Exciting pick. Okay, let's just move on to. I think we won't talk about Spurs and Chelsea. I think they were Spurs lost, Chelsea won, but Chelsea drew. But yeah, let's just move on to team. I have a lot to talk about my team. So why don't we just go for your team first?
Yeah. So my team looks mostly the same. I think it's just a matter of who I want to bench. So I got Arrizabalaga in goal with doubles. So I'm currently set up with three at the back: Cancelo, Shaw, and Trippier. I'll talk more about this later. I got midfield: Martinelli, Andreas, Kulusevski, and Salah. So Kulusevski is yellow flag right now, but I think I'm probably going to move him for Rashford this game week because I'm not sure I'll be getting news before the deadline on Kulusevski. But I think to play safe, I'll just move him out. Spurs do double. In the game week after 20.
Yeah, might double
look, based on the FA Cup fixtures, right?
Yeah.
If they get a replay, then they won't double. But anyway, I'm looking at I watched the Spurs game. I didn't really like what I saw from Spurs, especially with Kulusevski not on the team, especially with Bentancur not playing. I'm not sure how long both of them are out, but I think I'm just gonna go with the move Kulusevski to Rashford because I think it's Rashford is highly owned, especially within the template teams, and Rashford plays against Bournemouth, so it's scary not to own him. So I think Kulusevski to Rashford, it will be the move I'll be making this game week. I think that's the only move I'll be making. So captain Mitrovic. With the double, Haaland, Darwin. So on my bench, I do have White and Almiron. So I actually got these two guys out, and the third on my bench is Patterson playing against Brighton. Yeah. So I'm not sure because having Trippier and Martinelli in my team because they're playing against each other. I think it's kind of contradictory, because you have an attacker from Arsenal, and you have defense in Newcastle. So I can move substitute in White for Trippier. If I want to really back my Arsenal team to play against Newcastle, but I think I won't do that. I think I'll just go with the boring EO move of keeping Trippier and Martinelli in my team. So White first on my bench and Almiron second on my bench. Yeah, so I'm going to do that. So the other thing I could do also is to bring both White and Trippier in, hoping for a 0-0 game between Arsenal and Newcastle.
So White over
Martinelli. Yeah, so I think that could be a possible move, but I think most probably I'll stick to Trippier and Martinelli lah.
Trippier has to play for me.
Too highly owned.
Number of chances he created from corners is just he could get assists.
I mean, if Arsenal doesn't score against Newcastle, he gets 3 bonus points. That's the thing with Trippier.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid not to go without Trippier. So I think this is how my team will look like lah.
So Kulu to Rashford and roll the other transfer.
Roll the other transfer.
Wow, that's a good spot, man. That's a good spot to be in.
I'm quite fortunate in my team so far. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to my team. So Kepa in goal, 3-4-3, yeah. Cucurella, Trippier, Cancelo. Foden, Andreas, who has my captain currently, Martinelli, Salah, Martial, David and Haaland. My bench is Ward, Almiron, Pero and Bueno. So my one free transfer I'm thinking is Foden to Mao and Captain Mao.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
No. I'm looking at the stats from the Chelsea and Forest game also. It's gonna be a tough fixture against Man City and Fulham, and if they can't do it away against Forest, right? I think Havertz and Mount, and let me just pull it up. Havertz had XG of 0.18 against Forest. So
Havertz.
Yeah. Mount got an XG of 0.18. Havertz got an XG of 0.11. Yeah. And I'm not liking that move. It's against Man City, and I think it's a tough fixture away against Fulham also. Yeah. Mm. So I wouldn't do that if I were you. Actually, I was thinking of doing Kulusevski to Mount, but I'd rather have Rashford in my team.
Yeah, but in my spot, will you sell Martial for Mitro? That's the problem. I have to sell Foden, right? So I'll just go Foden to Rashford. Instead of Rashford, I'd rather just go for my captain. Because I got no captaincy pick right now. Only have Andres as captaincy.
What about Martial to Havertz? No.
What's the difference between Havertz and Mao though? I think Mao is more nil. So there's
Abou Mayang. Both are bad picks.
No, actually Mao is actually, at least he's nil, right? Because there's Abou Mayang.
Hmm.
At least he's nil. Then I know the fixtures are not good. I think Fulham is probably defensively is worse than Forest, probably. That's my only hope. And Man City at home, yeah, Man City is tough, but yeah. Between Foden and Martial.
Mount with an XG of 0.18, I expect him to be posting the same XG numbers against City and away to Fulham as well. I think away to Forest, away to Fulham, I think similar kind of games that we'll be expecting from Chelsea.
If you say Martial to Havertz, I'd rather go Martial to Mitro.
I'm just throwing that out, but I think Foden to Rashford is the better move because it's a move that follows the EO. I think a lot of people have Rashford in team. If Rashford scores like two, right, against Bournemouth, which is a big possibility as well. You'll be gone, man. You'll be dropping in ranks a lot. So
then, but I'll be sitting with Rashford and Martial against Man City in 20. I'll take a hit. Martial to Mitro, Foden to Rashford. Oh man, it's just one day to think about this. I don't know.
Or maybe just Martial to Mitro, and don't touch Foden.
Yeah, just safer. And Captain Mitro.
Yeah, but it's a bit scary to go without Rashford as well.
Take a hit.
I don't know, man. I don't know what I'll do in your position. Okay, if I were you, this is not my team, but if I were you, I would just go Foden to Rashford.
And then just 20. You know what to do in 20 though? Yeah, let's do short term. I'll keep Rashford because Man City is fine, but then I'll just sell Martial.
But I will captain Salah, I think. No, I wouldn't do that.
Andreas,
I don't know, man.
I think I'll captain Andreas because Leicester away is a bit. I watch Leicester play, right? And Andreas is very. I say, he's on set pieces, and he's quite advanced. So I don't mind captaining Andreas. If
that's the case, Foden to Rashford for me, yeah.
Really? Yeah.
That would be what I do, yeah. Anyway, let's end this.
It's gone too long. Okay. Thanks for taking the time to listen to us. So this will be the midweek fixtures, right? After this game week, right? The next midweek fixtures will be in April, if I'm not wrong. So there'll be more standard every week kind of thing. I mean, besides the double gaming, the double gaming will be in midweek, but the normal routine will be same. So we'll be podding next Friday night, post game week 19. And then there'll be an FA Cup break then, yeah, so on. So yeah, just follow me on Twitter at FPL Copy Talks where we post updates on our pod.
Yeah, also do join our Telegram channel where we interact with the community. We also administer our podcast prize league here where the season winner will receive a Premier League jersey of choice. Links will be in the description. Hope you enjoyed the pod and all the best for the upcoming game week. We're FPL Copy Talks signing out.
You're listening to FPL Copy Talks.
Right here. Right now.